repent and believe the gospel every moment of your life. For that is the hope of sanctification. That is the hope of a right relationship to Christ that grows day by day as He shows us the weaknesses and shortcomings of our lives and leads us to victory in Jesus. Repentance says, feel the sin in your heart. Faith says, receive the power of God to cleanse that sin. Repentance says that you know that you deserve punishment. If you get what you deserve, you're going to be punished for eternity. But faith is convinced that the advocate, Christ, the risen Christ, pleads for us. Repentance brings the conviction that there's no help for us, that we're utterly lost, that we're lost in our trespasses and sin. There's no way that we can overcome it. It has defeated us. And faith says, receive not only mercy, but grace. Repentance disclaims any possibility of any other help. Faith accepts all the help we need. Repentance says, without Him, I can do nothing. I am a ragamuffin. There's nothing I can do, repentance says. And faith says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Repent and believe the gospel. You are not yet made whole, perfect in Christ. Therefore, repent and believe the gospel. Wesley ended his great sermon by saying, I sin in every breath I draw, nor do thy will, nor keep thy law on earth, as angels do above. But still the fountain open stands, washes my feet, my heart, my hands, till I am perfected in love. We're not able to retain it, but we are able to receive it moment by moment. Christian, repent and believe the gospel.